So first of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My family came to El Paso about 1903. And the first one who came was my uncle, who had tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. And he came here for his health. And he lived to be 95.
That's amazing.
And he thought it was such a nice place. He wrote back to South Carolina, where they came from. This is my father's family. They came on out here and they just built the town. And my mother's family, they go back to 1890. Mm-hmm. And her father was a colonel in the army, and so she went to one high school after another. She went to four high schools in 4 years and wound up at Vassar. And then when my father-in-law retired from the army, the family had deep roots here in El Paso. Mm-hmm. And so they came and moved in and made themselves at home again. Mm-hmm. So both my wife's family and my family are a long time. And my mother's family was from Uvalde, Texas, which is the home of John Garner, who was vice president. And they were lawyers. My grandfather was a senior lawyer in the firm of Ellis, Garner, and Love. And he was a circuit riding judge in a cart, in his buggy, and he rode a big distance, way up, halfway to El Paso and halfway to the coast. And so the family was a lot of girls. They moved out here. One of them moved out here and got a job with as an El Paso high school teacher. And she, like the others, what she told us, it was a great place, and so they came on out here too, including my mother, who also wound up as a teacher first, and lady is kind of just a wonderful lady in the community. Mm-hmm. So, that's it.
What kind of education did you have in El Paso growing up?
Did I have? Mm-hmm. Well, high school and I got through the high school and I went out to UTEP because it was in the middle of the Depression. I never thought I would do anything other than just take courses from time to time as I was pumping gas most of the time. And I did a lot of work outside of my schoolwork.